系，跟住就唔好意思啦，主委官阻咗你好耐啊。就有关私项文件，就系29/11深水埗警区警务工作2010年嘅检讨计划检讨报告。唔该，阿 Sir。
Thank you, Chairman Tung. I shall try to be as brief as possible. Please refer to document 2911, Shamchepo District Crime Situation 210 as tabled. The overall law and order situation in Shamchepo remains stable. Reviewing the crime situation in the district last year, a total of 5,769 cases of crime were recorded, representing a drop of 4.1% when compared with 6,015 cases in the year 2009. The detection rate was 43.9%, an increase of 0.1% compared with the preceding year. There were a total of 927 cases of violent crime recorded last year, a drop of 9.7% when compared with 1,027 cases in 2009. Noting that most categories of crimes recorded a fall or a decrease, the number of pickpocketing cases was up 56.7%. A total of 141 pickpocket cases were recorded in 2010, which was an increase of 51 cases or 56.7% when compared with 2009. Police will continue to deploy experienced officers of pickpocketing black spots, and anti-pickpocketing publicity will also be increased to remind the public and visitors to remain vigilant and to take care of the personal belongings, especially in crowded areas and shopping centres and markets. On this subject, I should point out that we police actually do have a high detection rate, something around 50% regarding pickpocketing, and most of the arrested persons are local persons or local persons with Vietnamese ethnic backgrounds. The number of criminal domestic violent cases recorded in 2010 was 156, which was a drop of 17 cases or 9.8% when compared with 173 cases in 2009. Nevertheless, the number of domestic incidents recorded in 2010 was 751, which is an increase of 196 cases or 35.3% compared with 555 cases in 2009. Domestic incidents are cases where neither violence nor crime elements are involved, but they're worthy of attention to the police for consideration of early intervention and follow-up assistance. We shall continue closely monitoring all domestic disputes in the district and work together with other departments such as social welfare. The Commissioner of Police has issued the force operational priorities for this year, namely violent crime, triads, syndicated and organised crime, dangerous drugs, quick cash crime, public safety, including road safety, and terrorism. In the coming year, police will continue with its quality service orientation. We will maintain high visibility, high-profile policing for a robust and immediate emergency and tactical response. We will also maintain community partnership and focus and professional ethics. Kowloon West Region and Shamchepo District are now formulating our local action plans and will report to the District Council in the next meeting. I'm happy to take any questions you may have for this report. Thank you.
現在開放給我們的同事提問。Vincent，
唔該。好啊，唔該主席。我有一點簡單嘅，就是關於爆竊同埋即係劫案嘅。即係我哋就少前瞻性嘅，我哋知道咧，5月1日咧就最低工資咧就已經實施啦。咁咧，我哋咧呢排咧喺好多法團裏面開會嘅時候，都發覺咧有啲業主咧可能未必能夠咧，即係嗰個管理員方面咧看更可能可以請到繼續請落去。咁我哋見到有啲咧開始可能會有啲減省啲人手嘅，包括原本係兩間變咗一間，特別係夜間嘅同事啦，可能未必會再請落去。咁我哋呢點我哋擔心嘅，其實我哋一方面我哋嘅鼓勵業主，希望可以繼續能夠 夠聘用一啲管理員啦。但另一方面，實際嘅情況咧就係咧好多大廈咧，可能因為呢個最低工資實施之下咧，佢哋會減省一啲嘅人嘅。對於個呢個之後嗰個治安咧，我哋係有憂慮嘅。上個星期咧，我哋做咗個有線嘅訪問，關於最低工資對於即係嗰啲大廈嘅影響。咁啊，其中咧個嘅人咧就同我講咧，佢就去行過幾棟大廈，佢就話咧嗰啲鐵閘咧就全部咧佢都做過。研究咧就全部都好容易咧就俾人剝到落嚟啊！亦都前嗰排咧又有即係關於偷鐵閘嘅問題，咁啊即係雙重嘅打擊啊！即係連鐵閘又保障唔到，我哋咧即係有啲看更又可能冇。咁我希望警方咧嚟緊5月1號咧都特別留意，就住區裏邊一啲舊樓嘅一啲嘅爆竊案或者一啲劫案咧，希望多加注意。多謝主席。
多謝主席。咁首先咧都要讚一讚警方嘅，即係因為都見到咧都好努力啦，同埋即係2010年嗰個整體嗰個罪案咧，其實都有一個下，即係下跌咗4.1%，其實一個好即係都好令人鼓舞嘅一個數字啦。咁即係都好勤力下㗎啦 ，Kelvin 啊，亦都好幫手啦，咁啊咁但係呢就有兩個問題呢都想關心一下嘅。咁我見到個數字上面呢，其中係即係扒竊即係打荷包呢就上升咗都幾犀利㗎，51.1%。咁另外呢就有一個妓女嘅案件嗰度呢亦都係上升咗2%，即係有20嗰個數字啦，66.7%。呢兩個呢都其實都幾關注嗰個問題嘅。第一度想問返呢即係打荷包嗰個問題呢，即係我想了解一下究竟係個點解會嚴重咗咁多呢，係即係警方加強咗嗰方面嗰、那個去打擊啦，定係其實有啲乜嘢嘅即係情況，係咪即係啱啱過年前嗰啲時間係個背後嗰個情況係點樣呢，咁啊嚟緊有冇啲咩嘅針對性嘅措施係可以喺呢一度都能夠即係令到嗰個數字呢即係都可以有啲下降呢，咁呢個第一個問題啦。第二個呢就關於個色情嗰、那個見到其喺有關妓女案件其他色情罪行嗰度有即係升咗呢，其實都幾犀利嘅。咁嗰個其他色情係啲乜嘢呢，其實都冇點樣特別提。咁會唔會係有一啲我自己睇啦，即係一啲舊樓區啊，其實好多啲即係所謂足浴啊，或者係一樓一嘅問題啊。咁喺呢一方面，即係可唔可以即係再詳細講少少咧？咁係咪見到個數字咁即係明顯高咗咧？係呢一方面嘅即係開多咗啊？嗰個你哋又都係即係加派咗人手去睇咧，咁想知道個情況。其實另外一樣嘢都有個 case 都係要讚警方嘅。咁喺個因為喺宇宙街其實有棟大廈，大家知舊樓咧就好多即係一樓一嘅問題啦，同埋一啲即係所謂即係懷疑係色情嘅行業啦咁。咁首先我哋都明係一樓一咧係即係唔犯法。但是如果有牽涉到滋擾性的呢，同埋係滋擾到個業主立案法團同埋一啲居民嘅上落呢，其實係一個好困擾。咁我都好多謝警方喺之前呢有單案件上面呢都能夠幫助，因為事實上係好滋擾，同埋亦都有牽涉到啲刑事毀壞，令到個法團係唔能夠運作，令到啲居民上落係非常之擔憂。咁喺呢方面呢亦都真係好全力去幫助，係去即係打擊罪行啦，即係佢毀壞咗啲鐵閘啊等等嗰方面，能夠幫到法團咧，係可以即係叫做舒緩啊，解決咗呢個問題。咁呢度咧都多謝警方，咁但係都希望繼續嚇，繼續唔該。
我都有都同你講過啲次嘅咁樣。咁咧就係、是、關於即係即係打荷包嗰度，我想了解下個位置喺邊度啊，咁樣從而多啲去到係加強多啲去巡下嗰帶啊咁啊。我知道理解，我自己嘅個人嘅理解係咪喺街市啊等等咧？除咗街市仲有邊啲咧？咁當然我唔知街市啱唔啱啦咁樣，我都要喺呢啲地方加強巡，因為已經嗰個百分比係已經超過一半啦。呢個第一樣嘢。咁第二樣嘢咧，另外一個數字我覺得個增幅都比較高嘅咧，就係、是、嗰個家庭事件啊咁樣。咁即係嗰個增幅都係 35.3% 啊咁樣。咁因為我哋都係好關注即係一啲家庭暴力嘅問題啦，我記得好似上年嘅前年都有下跌過嘅。咁我想睇下會呢、這個係通常係入邊嘅類型有關呢，咁樣呢、這個幅度都唔少㗎喎，成30几%。咁最後一個呢就係、是、又係另外一個關注就係、是、有關妓女案件或其他色情罪行啊，嗰、那個升幅呢都係 66.7%。咁呢個 overall 啦，咁 但我想讲翻咧，我所接触到嘅咧，即系喺我服务区域咧，喺富昌村咧，过去呢半年咧都有几单嘅，我都唔知系属于咩类型啊，所以可以即系嚟帮手睇下，有啲嘅系咪属于入咗色情罪行咧？譬如有几单咧，就啲小朋友被嗰啲叫色狼啦咁样嚟到去滋扰啊咁样啦，有啲捉到嘅，有啲捉唔到嘅。我最近都收到封信咧，就系、是、即系都个小朋友唔肯报警啊，因为都好惊啦，就系佢写一封信俾我，就系、是、被一个男子啊五啊几岁嘅人咧就最后咧就写明啦，露出性器官咁样，咁日光日白嚟噶咁样，咁就我即系佢冇报警，佢都唔敢报警，好惊啦咁样，写封信俾我，咁我希望咧即系警方啦同埋火署都要加强去巡逻，即系呢啲捉唔捉到咧？唔止一单嘅，其实我接过有啲肯匿名嘅，唔匿名嘅写信俾我嘅都有不少啊咁样，即系呢点样打击咧？点样导致咧啲色情罪行嘅问题咁样？唔该。
多謝主席，啲同事所問我，我都係想了解翻究竟嗰幾樣嘅定義係乜嘢啦，包括咗其他色情嘅罪行係咩叫其他啦，咁而係轉介入境處嗰度咧，咁嗰個數字就好嚇人嘅，即係增加咗40%，咁但係實際嗰個絕對數字就得4個嘅啫，咁就整體嚟講咧，如果係嗰個妓女喺街上啊，同埋喺我哋嘅感觉咧，就应该唔系太多吓，比以前系好。咁就反为真系嗰个嘅家庭嘅事件里边咧，就喺佢归纳喺嗰个家庭冲突嘅案件啦。咁呢个事件系咪就轻微少少，而系经过调解就都系处理咗咧？又或者跟住有冇去转介俾社会福利处去协助咧？我谂呢个跟进咧系重要的。咁同埋咧就係喺嗰個嘅爆竊嗰度咧就跌咗啦，咁但係呢個會唔會係過咗個年之後咧都有啲關係啊？因為點解咧咁啊？我都想問你幾點。
Chairman, if I may reply to each of those questions in turn. First, dealing with Vincent Cheng's question.The impact of the minimum wage, yes, it could have an effect on the employment of security because these are the lower scale of the wage sector. Regarding the theft of gates, yes, we've had one case reported this year. We were not affected. Sorry, one case reported so far this year.We were not affected like as in Mong Kok, where they had 7 cases reported in one day. And I understand the culprit for that case was arrested. As regards the security situation being affected by the employment of security personnel, there are other means of security that can be employed to replace them. Obviously, it has a knock-on effect on people's livelihoods, in that they won't be employed. But...You can use CCTVs, code locks, improve gate systems, etc., and encourage more involvement from the OICs of the particular buildings. If I can deal with the second question from Nicole Lau. Pickpocketing increases. Difficult to say whether it is a result of the economy, or it's just that more people are actually reporting them. Quite often people lose...things that get pickpocketed and they don't bother to report it. Normally they will only report it when they lose credit cards and their documents of identity, driving license, etc. We are taking a number, we do appreciate the increase in pickpocketing offences. We're looking towards applying for enhanced sentencing on those serial offenders. That means we can apply to have the case heldheard in district court, whereby in the event of a conviction, the sentence that is given by the court on that persistent offender is in fact doubled. So instead of saying being jailed for 18 months, the offender can be jailed for 3 years. So that is a measure that we will be employing. In addition to this, we should also be putting a lot more police officers out with dedicated duties to actually look forand they have the experience to identify known pickpockets in particular black spots. As regards the number of vice crimes, yes, this is probably the result of increased enforcement. We have been taking a lot more action in respect of the barbers' shops, which are ground floor premises mainly situated in the vicinity of Hai Tan and Yi Kuk Street, and also foot massage parlours. It's like drugs. Every time we make a raid, it's a successful raid, the figures go up. So it's actually a positive indication that the vice figures are actually up. As regarding the presence of places like OPAs and foot massage parlours in residential buildings, we would encourage early intervention from OICs to make use of the building's deed of mutual covenant to serve a warning on those particular landlords that they may be in breach of their deed of mutual covenant. The more the OICs become involved in the management of their buildings, this is a way of dealing with those premises that cause a nuisance but may not be in fact breaking the law. If I can deal with Tracy's question regarding pickpockets, the most prevalent locations that these occur are normally crowded places such as markets where people are engaged in shopping, often housewives out busy shopping. They're easy targets for pickpockets. People going up escalators, etc., from the MTR and into shopping malls, where again there's a lot of jostling and a lot of opportunities for pickpockets. So we would advise anybody who's in crowded places, basically beware, take care of your belongings. Regarding the domestic incidents, the increase in domestic incidents, this is probably the result of the fact that police have now introduced this as a new category. And the actual definition, is to cover those cases which occur inside a premises involving a family whereby there's not actually a crime involved, and that it's aiming to take a record of an incident whereby people have requested police assistance on the premises, but police can't take action. It's basically to make sure that we build up a database and we have records of previous incidents that have occurred at a place. This data capture means, this is new data capture, which means we have an increase in these incidents. Same as applies for domestic violence incidents. The increase is the more we publicise and we ask people to report incidents, it will be reported. That's why we get the increases. So again, that might be a good thing. Regarding the further question regarding what is actually a vice case. A vice case is actually a case that is involving prostitution, the illegal side of prostitution. The example given in Fu Cheng Estate is actually probably amounts to indecent exposure. If someone indecently touches someone, that is a crime and is an indecent assault. What I would ask in that particular case is please report the case to police and police will look into it. It is an offence if someone is indecently exposing themselves and frightening children. So please, I'd be grateful for any details of that case to be passed to police for a follow-up, please. The final question concerned the definition of what is actual other vice crimes. There are a number of offences that are concerned with the Crimes Ordinance, which relate to prostitution. And as Nicole pointed out earlier on, the OPAs themselves aren't an actual offence. It's not offence per se to be a prostitute, but there are certain other offences which concern the exploitation of this act, which do make it a crime. And that would be something like living off the earnings of prostitution, something like a mafu or something like this. Controlling a woman, whereby she's imprisoned and made to be a prostitute. Or actually running prostitution as a business, as in managing a vice establishment. An example of managing a vice establishment would be, say, for example, a foot massage business that is used for prostitution, with two or more people on the premises carrying out acts of lewdness or any vice activity. I think that has just about covered it. Burglaries. We were asked about the situation regarding burglaries, the increase of burglaries at Chinese New Year. Burglaries are always an easy target. Premises are easy. We have a lot of old residential buildings with not very good security. The Tong Laos in particular, the multi-cubicle apartments, are always vulnerable to burglars. A lot of these places just have a wooden door which are just pushed, kicked open, and therefore we get a lot of burglaries in the district. We have a lot of low-income residents or people in the district, and all these places, a lot of people are storing a lot of renminbi in their premises. A lot of people are keeping jewellery, gold, in their premises. So sometimes the burglars hit it lucky. If they hit one of these premises, and they can get a lot just by kicking open a door. Burglaries are difficult to detect. We have a lot of known burglars, and we do pay attention to them, but it's very, very difficult to catch them in the act. We do rely on the eyes and ears of the community to help us in this. I think that concludes. Thank you very much.